What Mr. Oktar said and what happened.
Mr. Adnan Oktar often repeats during his discourses that it is essential for Turkey to engage in a strong cultural and military campaign against the increasing PKK threat. August 29, 2015, A9TV. If we recruit our soldiers for 3 terms, 4 terms, for 6 months on a temporary basis, if we recruit at least 4 million soldiers, the problem with the PKK will be solved. For good. For instance, if we send 300,000 soldiers to Sirte, 300,000 soldiers to Diyarbakir, what could they do? The PKK would be demoralized. They would be ruined. September 19, 2015, A9TV. The government should recruit more soldiers. A state of mobilization is crucial. There is nothing to take this as a matter of pride here. They should listen to me. We should recruit 3 terms of soldiers for a period of 6 months. This way, we will settle this problem with 4 million soldiers. November 20, 2015, A9TV. Mobilization should be declared. This problem cannot be solved calmly, not this way. This will only be solved with action, with a spurt. December 7, 2015, A9TV. A drastic mobilization should be carried out in Turkey. The young should be educated against the PKK threat, Darwinism, materialism, and Stalinism, through a cultural mobilization and by adding a national awareness class to the curriculum. This should be done rapidly. Moreover, we should also adopt a new and stronger military organization. At least 4 million soldiers should be called to arms. Devlet Bahçeli, the chairman of the MHP, Nationalist Movement Party, said that the MHP will provide full support to the government in its fight against terrorism, including the cross-border operation. He asked the government to establish secure, sensitive areas in big cities, which have lately been the target of terrorist attacks, and to declare a state of emergency in the southeast of Turkey, where operations are being carried out. On March 21, 2016, President Erdogan called the Turkish people for a mobilization as well. I am calling for a new mobilization with the same devoutness we displayed during the Turkish War of Independence, against terrorism, against terrorist organizations, against those who try to discipline our country through these organizations. I am calling for a new mobilization with the same devoutness we displayed in the Battle of Gallipoli and the Turkish War of Independence.